Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Weaned calves are at a critical juncture in their development and currently are an expensive commodity. Extension specialist Carla Wilkie says there are several key factors producers need to focus on during this time when calves are no longer with their mom. She begins today's program by talking about the calves' changing diet and how producers can help them acclimate.
That calf is going to start eating solid feeds while he's still with his mother, and he's going to be eating what she eats. So he's very familiar with whatever he had with her. And so his intake is partially from milk and partially from forages. And so probably about 1.5, maybe a little more of his percent, 1.5% of his body weight on a dry matter basis would be from forages while he's still nursing the cow. So yes, some of his nutrition is coming from the milk, but the bigger he gets, the bigger percentage of his overall diet is from the feeds that he's either being fed with that cow or grass that he's grazing with that cow. And so what we're wanting to do once he's weaned and we've taken milk away is we want to get him to start eating at least 2.3% of his body weight in roughages or forages, his total diet, as soon as we can after weaning. And so one of the things to keep in mind is if he was a grazing calf out with his mother, then he's very familiar with grass. And if he's not in a grazing situation now as a weaned calf, then probably the easiest thing to get him started up on is going to be some long stem grass type hay, and maybe some, you know, cakes, some distiller supplement, something. But if he was in a position where the cow was receiving a mixed, total mixed diet, and maybe that had some silage or wet distillers in it, he'll eat that because he's familiar with it. If he has not been exposed to those wet and fermented feeds prior to weaning, he's probably going to be really slow to start off eating those. So kind of having an idea of what the background the calves might have come from and where they are in that type of situation helps a lot to get them started on that feed.
Another key factor is how calves' age and diet affect rumen development. Carla says their upbringing and feeding habits play a big part in rumen development.
So when the nursing calf is born, the abomasum, which is the compartment of his digestive system that is the most like ours, that has the hydrochloric acid, the pepsin digestion, the glandular surface, that's where the milk goes. The esophageal groove in their throat closes when they do the suckle motion, and it bypasses through the rumen. So any of those microbes, bacteria, protozoa, fungi that are in the rumen to digest forages don't really get a shot at that milk. It goes straight through and then is absorbed where the calf can get the most out of it for muscle and tissue growth, which would make sense because that's a very highly digestible, very high quality protein and energy source. And so that's great that that goes straight to the animal. But as that animal begins to experiment with some forages, starts to nibble at feed when the cow is fed or when, you know, he's eating grass with her, then that rumen begins to develop and there should be a shift to more of the digestive system portion, the bigger proportion of it to be the rumen versus the abomasum. And that calf is usually about 3 months old before the rumen is developed enough and doing enough that the animal could actually be considered a ruminant animal and not a pre-ruminant animal. And so if he's weaned right around that 3 month age period, then we're going to have to make sure he gets an opportunity to have a lot smaller meals more frequently with more highly digestible feed. That would be something we would call an early weaned calf. And he's going to have a little bit different need than a calf that's, say, 6-7 months old and who's really pretty much a ruminant animal who gets a milk snack. And those are two different animals. And so how we approach their management at weaning should be different.
Stay tuned for more management tips, including mineral and vitamin supplements in future programs. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.